It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 5th day of June.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
It's Hot Air Balloon Day. It's Moonshine Day and Ketchup Day.
Do you like ketchup? I don't know if I've ever, like, particularly seen you put it on, so I figured I'd ask.
Yes, I like ketchup.
I'm on food, not like your body.
I'm a friend of ketchup. Friend of ketchup.
Yes.
And this will make you feel old if you're a mid-age adult. How long ago did we lose President Ronald Reagan? He died
46 years ago.
Really? I thought it was like 10.
I don't know.
21 years ago. Good morning. Three things you need to know. You probably need to know you shouldn't be waving a handgun outside the county courthouse. An Egg Harbor City man arrested after reportedly taking out a gun outside the Atlantic County courthouse. 32-year-old Trevon Ashley Chance pulled out a Glock 44, waved it around during an argument. Sheriff's deputies were there because, well, it's the courthouse. They seized the gun. Ashley Chance is being held in jail.
Police in Vineland are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 68-year-old local man. Loved ones say Jose Malay left home to take a walk Monday night and never came back. They say he has shown signs of early onset Alzheimer's.
The parent company of the Press of Atlantic City, is there still a newspaper, has disclosed that the personal information of nearly 40,000 people may have been accessed in a February cyber attack.
Mm.
A Press of Atlantic City spokeswoman says some customers' data was compromised. The company notified everyone impacted and would provide free identity theft protection.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be partly sunny, humid with a high of 87.
It's time now for Jonna's fangirl update.
And we're talking about Megan Maroney this morning. Her playful comment on a fan's TikTok has fans buzzing about her potential romance with Riley Green. The speculation intensified after both artists were spotted in similar vacation photos. And that led to a flurry of fan theories, okay, about, you know, whether they are or aren't together. Maroney's comment, "Need the shirt," on a fan's video featuring a shirtless Riley Green, was interpreted by many naturally as a confirmation of their dating rumors. Do you think they're dating? I think they're doing something. We've got the whole Riley-Megan relationship timeline up now at catcountry1073.com. Hardy made a memorable impression, to say the least, at a recent meet and greet by pulling someone's loose tooth out. A little boy and his mother asked Hardy to help with a tooth extraction while taking a photo. This, like, actually happened. Hardy said, "I haven't and I will never do that again." The kid was so proud, though. Obviously, this all got posted to social media. The boy was so excited when he got to pick up his tooth, like, from the floor after it fell out. We've got that one up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jonna's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jonna. So here's the question, Jonna. You have a boyfriend.
Yes.
You live together.
Yes.
In sin. Do you...
Yeah, sure.
Do you know the passcode to his phone?
I did at one point. Okay. I haven't had to go in there, I guess, in a really long time.
I haven't had to go in there.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's the same. I don't know why I would have changed. So I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think so, she says.
Yeah. I could try later today and get back to you.
So if you're going on your spouse's phone and you determine they have a Tinder account, which is a dating app, what do you do? This woman confronted her husband about his Tinder account on his phone. This is on TikTok. Take a listen.
What's up? What's the problem?
I just found your Tinder account.
Uh-oh.
That's all, like, ancient history.
How dare you?
I never even met anybody or talked to anybody on it.
Why would you be lying to people?
Uh-oh.
Like, you are not fun to be around. You're not active.
Joe and Jonna. Hey, coming up at 7:20 this morning, our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. We've got some weird answers already. This is surprising. What's the weirdest thing someone has stolen from you besides, you know, your innocence?
Your dignity?
Yes.
Youth?
What is the most interesting or weird thing somebody has taken from you, stolen from you? Let us know. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The number one answer we have so far from ladies: lipstick or chapstick?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Why would you use somebody else's lipstick or chapstick?
Whatever. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I mean, it happens.
Especially, like, a stranger.
I can
understand, like, your spouse.
Right. That's true.
But a stranger, you're going to take their lipstick that they've put on their lips and put it on yours?
Makeup is very common.
609-383-1073. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. April lives in Summers Point. She sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
April, you're a doll. Thank you.
It's kind of a question.
Okay.
how many honest, intelligent, caring men in the world does it take to do the dishes?
Well,
answer?
Uh-huh.
Both of them.
Oh. All two.
Shauna, we're going to be out and about a lot the next several days. Matter of fact, in the next few weeks. Because 2 weeks from today, the Barefoot Country Music Fest gets underway in Wildwood.
Woohoo! So excited.
We still have Barefoot tickets for you to win, including this afternoon, Shauna.
Yes, 2 to 3. I've got your chance to win every 30 minutes. What you're going to do, you're going to head down the parkway, depending on where you live, up or down the parkway. You're going to come
out.
Not
on the parkway at all.
What do you mean? Garden State Park.
Depending on where you live.
Well, yeah, depending on where you live. Correct.
Maybe you just go next door.
Correct. That's absolutely factual.
Maybe you live next door to Joe Canal's Liquor and
Maybe you do. That's where we'll be. 2 to 3 today. Come out and find us. We have your shot at a pair of Barefoot tickets every 30 minutes for an hour from 2 to 3. Joe Canal's in Rio Grande. I hope to see you there.
Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to be out and about. No Barefoot tickets, but we're going to be having fun outside. Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. I actually played golf there yesterday. Beautiful course. We're going to have a great time there. Ranch Hope's annual golf tournament is happening tomorrow. We'll be talking about that and some other things. Our little friend Phil will join us. We're not going to do strip club or daycare, but I have something else very fun planned for Phil tomorrow.
I'm scared. I'm scared and when you talk like that.
Then we got a couple of stops Saturday. I'll be doing a special edition of the Cat Country Morning Show Saturday morning from 9 to noon. I'll be at Bader Field in Atlantic City, home of the Atlantic City Truck Meet this weekend.
And then I will be at Genelini Motors, Genelini Ford and Genelini Chevrolet in Woodbine right near the airport for the 49th annual Antique Car and Truck Show. We're going to be there from 10 to noon. Joe and I are kind of dividing and conquering on Saturday morning. But that's where you'll find us. It's a big weekend. Jam-packed weekend.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
Brazil. A guy upset his friend had been arrested by police, so he walked down to the police station to ask what was going on. Not a bad idea, except for the fact that the guy who walked in and asked about his friend was actually wanted by the cops himself on robbery charges.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, his wanted picture was posted. Good. 3 things you need to know. You probably need to know you shouldn't be waving a handgun outside the county courthouse. An Egg Harbor City man arrested after reportedly taking out a gun outside the Atlantic County courthouse. 32-year-old Trevon Ashley Chance pulled out a Glock 44, waved it around during an argument. Sheriff's deputies were there because, well, it's the courthouse. They seized the gun. Ashley Chance is being held in jail.
Police in Vineland are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 68-year-old local man. Loved ones say Jose Malay left home to take a walk Monday night and never came back. They say he has shown signs of early onset Alzheimer's.
The parent company of the Press of Atlantic City, is there still a newspaper, has disclosed that the personal information of nearly 40,000 people may have been accessed in a February cyber attack.
Mm.
The Press of Atlantic City spokeswoman says some customers' data was compromised. The company notified everyone impacted and would provide free identity theft protection.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be partly sunny, humid with a high of 87.
Trivia. Thomas Red tickets to give away this morning. It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to Rose from K-May Courthouse. Rose is 68. I'm going to attempt to say her last name. Zygodzinski. Rose Zygodzinski of K-May Courthouse.
All right, there you go.
She's 68 today. Kylie Strain of Millville is 19. Happy birthday, Kylie. Happy birthday to Karen Buckingham. And Mike McEwen of Summers Point is 39 today. Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
We missed you. Happy when you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday Shout-Out today, Mike McEwen of Summers. Donna, ever have somebody steal anything from you? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Our Joe and Jana question of the day this morning. What's the weirdest thing anyone has ever stolen from you?
My dignity.
I mentioned yesterday had a landlady apparently come into an apartment years ago and stole our ketchup. Two bottles.
That's weird.
One from the refrigerator and one from the cupboard.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
I was like, what's up
with
that?
Did she need one that was cold? I don't know.
It was the strangest thing. I know when I was little, I can remember my parents having a car stolen. That was a weird feeling.
That's nuts.
Somebody stole your car. Then we got it back. We still used
good.
It. So that was even weirder. But what's the weirdest thing anyone has ever stolen from you? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. First up from Morris River is Kathy. Go ahead, Kathy.
A bathtub.
What?
We had a bathtub, old bathtub, and we put dirt in it and put flowers in it.
Right.
So it kept the dirt from running down the back of our house.
Okay.
And somebody, it had to weigh probably a couple hundred pounds with the dirt in it. Somebody dug it up and took it out of our yard.
What?
Why
that's
would you
a
need,
lot of work.
Why would you want or need a bathtub?
Right.
The number one answer so far, by the way, is pretty interesting. Maybe you would have guessed it. I wouldn't. Lipstick.
Yeah, I feel like common is. I feel like makeup is very common. But like
from
I will
other,
say, like not
other
on
people,
purpose.
Like have oh not on purpose.
No,
is that
like,
what you said?
Yeah, like you left it at your friend's house and like you're like, oh, just keep it. Like,
oh,
just keep, like
well, that's not
so
stealing.
I guess that's not
it.
Stealing, right? I guess that's not stealing.
Although Michelle Russell said, I used to be at a quality control technician in a refrigerated packing plant. It was common for coworkers to visit my desk when I was somewhere else to borrow an ink pen or a sheet of scrap paper. But I'll never forget the day I returned to my desk after lunch and realized my half-empty tube of chapstick was missing. Ew.
Ew.
That's
so weird.
Ariel, who used to work here, says my very, very used lipstick out of my bag at work.
Ew, that's gross.
By the way, she said it wasn't when I worked there.
Yeah, it's not when she worked here with us, yeah. I would freaking hope not.
Man.
Ew.
Why would you take someone else's... Somebody that...
Like that you don't know really well. Yeah.
They rub it on their body, on their mouth. There's got to be their germs. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Dawn is on the line from Manahawkin. Go ahead, Dawn.
A long time ago, my underwear.
What?
How did this happen? Where did this happen?
And was it a guy?
Oh, God. They came into my house and stole stuff when I lived in Tuckerton.
Well, that happened in Tuckerton, yeah.
Yes, it does.
And they stole your underwear.
They stole my underwear.
So out of the drawer or out of, like, the hamper? Because that's an important that's an important detail, Dawn.
No, it was my drawer.
Okay, so it was clean.
It was
clean underwear.
Yeah, it was one of my teenagers.
Trip to see Morgan Wallen in Cleveland. Your first chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. For our Joe and Jonna question of the day today, what's the weirdest thing someone has ever taken from you?
These keep getting weirder and weirder.
What's been stolen from you? Gina's from Cayman Courthouse. Go ahead, Gina.
Well, one time my husband had a poker party and had some guys over.
Right.
And then when I went into the bathroom, one of the guys had stole all my decorative soap out of the bathroom.
I don't know any guy who would want decorative soap.
Why? Right. Not to mention when it's so widely available these days.
Victoria says Tupperware container with my name and address on it. Like on a label.
Weird.
Someone took it.
Why?
Come on.
Seriously, like, what? Especially, like, if you're going to do that, wouldn't you go for somebody that, like, you can't find? Like, I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, because, like, if my name and phone number's on it.
Right.
I don't know. It's just weird. People's decisions.
Kelly from EHD. Go ahead, Kelly.
We were in a restaurant eating.
Mm-hmm.
We came out and someone had broken into our pickup truck. And the only thing they took was my curling iron.
Trivia begins right now. Our phone number is 609-383-1073. Or you can hit the message us button. Or excuse me, not the message us button. The call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, two tickets to see Thomas Rhett. Thomas Rhett will be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden Friday, July 11th at 7:30. You will be there, too, with two tickets when you win. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. So two Thomas Rhett tickets. Here's the question. The average person keeps one of these 7 years before replacing it. I think that's short. Somebody's thrown off the curve here. I think it's usually longer, although it used to be a lot longer. Nowadays, it's not as long.
Got it. Okay.
The average person keeps one of these 7 years before replacing it.
I mean, I said TV. You told me that was wrong.
That's wrong. I would have guessed like washer and dryer because like we're always replacing our washer and dryer.
I said that to you. Like, I feel like you're getting something
you know,
new
John,
every
our grandparents
years.
Used to keep washer and dryers their whole life.
My mom still has the one
but
from
now,
like when we moved into that house.
But now it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Winter, fall, replace it in the spring.
She will not. Get a new one because the repairman keeps telling her.
She doesn't need to.
I don't know what she's going to do. God forbid that repairman.
Needs to be built better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
Listen.
That's nice.
I'm just saying.
I hope he's not listening.
He's around forever.
He probably just had a heart attack.
Forever. He will.
The average person keeps one of these for 7 years. Better together. Luke Holmes, Cat Country 107.3. Morning to Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Sick. We have two tickets to see Thomas Rhett in a few weeks at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Here's the question. The average person keeps one of these for 7 years before replacing it. We said it wasn't a TV, it wasn't a washer or dryer. 7 years.
It's a long time.
Replace it. Hi, Cat Country.
A car.
A car is not it. Thank you. That's very good.
Yeah, that's a really good guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Your phone.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it a car?
No, it's not a car. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Wallet.
Oh, that's interesting, but that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it a mattress?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Wow.
Thank you.
How'd you know that?
I don't know. It was a guess. I don't replace it.
She said, I replace the sheets, and that's about it. What's your name?
Yep.
Barefoot Country Music Fest begins 2 weeks from today. Ella Langley will be there. We'll be there. You might be there. Do you have your tickets already? If not, they're sold out. But wait, we have a chance for you to win tickets this afternoon.
2 to 3 p.m. every 30 minutes, I have your shot at a pair of Barefoot Country Music Fest tickets. It's all going down. Joe Canals in Rio Grande this afternoon, 2 to 3 p.m. Make sure you swing by. It's going to be a beautiful day. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. It's going to be a great day. 2 to 3. Joe Canals in Rio Grande with Barefoot tickets. Hope to see you there.
All right. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be out on the road. We're going to be coming to you live from Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. Beautiful golf club there. It's the site of Ranch Hope's annual golf tournament. We'll be talking about that. And we have some special things going on, including something with our little friend Phil tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really scared.
That'll be right after 7:30. Good. 3 things you need to know. You probably need to know you shouldn't be waving a handgun outside the county courthouse. A Nick Harbor City man arrested after reportedly taking out a gun outside the Atlantic County Courthouse. 32-year-old Trevon Ashley Chance pulled out a Glock 44, waved it around during an argument. Sheriff's deputies were there because, well, it's the courthouse. They seized the gun. Ashley Chance is being held in jail.
Police in Vineland are asking for the public's help in locating a missing 68-year-old local man. Loved ones say Jose Malay left home to take a walk Monday night and never came back. They say he has shown signs of early onset Alzheimer's.
The parent company of the Press of Atlantic City, is there still a newspaper, has disclosed that the personal information of nearly 40,000 people may have been accessed in a February cyber attack. The Press of Atlantic City spokeswoman says some customers' data was compromised. The company notified everyone impacted and would provide free identity theft protection.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be partly sunny, humid, with a high of 80.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, I wonder if my dog is impressed when I know the words to a song.
Because I'd be knowing some words.
Number 2, I hope I never hate anything as much as homebuyers on HGTV hate popcorn ceilings.
Oh, that's this has so a true popcorn ceiling. We have to replace that right away.
Yeah.
Says the person with no job but $400,000 a year in income.
Which is so bizarre because, like, it covers up all the blemishes of your ceiling.
Number 3. Some of you have never jumped over your friends on a BMX bike using a piece of plywood and a cement block, and it shows.
And it shows.
Number 4. My mom was about 50 years ahead of her time. She was using wind and solar power to dry her clothes before it was even a thing.
See?
Yeah.
Mom gets it.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. Just at what point in history did hotcakes actually sell well? I think the boys back home are happy with the acknowledgement, or they're like, whatever.
Nah, we didn't need it.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We have a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on this summer to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley in Cleveland, Ohio. We're doing that because Morgan's not coming anywhere near us. Instead, we'll throw you on a plane, throw you up in some throw you up in a hotel room, hopefully not a hospital. We'll give you $500 in spending money and 2 tickets to see Morgan Wallen if you win. 5 chances to win today, 8:20 and 10:20 a.m., 1:20 and 4:20 p.m., and in the evening at 7:20 p.m. When we give you a code, you go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, pop it open, hit the button that says Morgan Wallen, and type in the code. My goodness, if you still don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app, now is a perfect time to download it from your app store or your Google Play store.
Why don't you have it? Please do it right now.
Here's your first code of the day, 815.
815. That's the code that you need. So when you open up the app, after you download it for free, you're going to click the Morgan Wallen button that's right there in the center. Morgan Wallen button, 815. You're on your way.